Resuming transmission.
KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco.
Are you ready?
Jumped out of bed.
Coffee, please.
I love Fernando and Greg.
When the morning comes.
Fernando and Greg.
Wake up!
Now.
Are you gonna wake up in the morning?
We love Fernando and Greg.
They're hilarious.
That's how you start out the morning every day. You gotta start out with that.
Just wake up and say,
Alexa, play 99.7 now.
And we're happy you're waking up with us. It is Fernando and Greg, and welcome to a brand new week. Getting through the weekend. Well, for me, it was a lot of fun. It was a good birthday weekend. I heard you guys had a lot of fun, too, as well.
I need to post the pictures up from Friday. It was a crazy night. It was a crazy day. Shan organized a birthday celebration for people who worked at the station. And even Jazzy showed up.
That's awesome.
Jazzy came. Mm-hmm. And another bit of shocking news, Jazzy paid.
Wow, oh, yeah. Hey.
Now, uh-huh. Carlos made him, but still.
But still, it
happened. Was so weird to be at a table because generally when the bill comes, everybody looks at me.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlos, she's confirmed
sugar daddy.
Me.
Wow.
I was shook that I didn't. I was shook. I paid for almost nothing all day long. That was the most, like, I liked Shan's birthday this year.
Because you didn't have
Jazzy pay.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing is at the end of lunch, before we went to the next place, we took shots, and Jazzy took a shot of water. I've never seen anybody do that.
I always heard that was bad luck to, like, take a shot or go toast.
I didn't clean glasses with
Italians and French think. He toasted. I told him this. We all toasted to Shan's birthday, and he toasted with water. And I was like, in Italy, that's very bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
And in France, they would kick you out of the table for doing that.
Much fun. Thank you guys for coming. I'm still dead. Like, I am completely
How are you
destroyed.
Dead? That was Friday, girl.
Well, Friday, and then the next day, I was so hungover, and I had to work the whole next day, and it was my cousin's birthday, so then we had to go out and rally for her.
Again.
Yes.
And then now we got to do it all over again?
No, I'm...
You're throwing your birthday party night this Saturday.
I know. This Saturday is my official birthday party at Temple, but I'm...
The official.
I'm so dead. Literally, I was looking at my man. I was like, dude, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I'm
exactly.
retiring.
You're turning 30.
Yeah.
You can't have 15
it's
birthday
already
parties.
Happening. It's already happening.
It's too long.
It's too much. I can't.
By the way, you guys are right. You've said this many times before, but L.A. is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It might even be more fun than San Francisco.
What do you mean, my?
All right, it is. Fine, you beat it out
Different
of me.
Kinds
it's
of fun,
so much
though.
More fun.
Different kinds of fun.
Yeah.
I always have fun with my
friends. First of all,
here.
Pump is, that's a fun restaurant to go there. Just go. Mm-hmm. There's just so many people, and just the food was good. The cocktails are amazing. I know it's a little gaudily kind of decorated. Greg had mentioned that before, like, ooh, you know. But
it's
once
tacky.
You get past that, yeah, it is tacky. But you know, if you're having a good time and you're out with your friends, tacky is all right. It was lively. So many people, just people whooping it up on every single table. It was mm-hmm. awesome.
And today's your actual birthday.
Today is my actual
birthday. So happy birthday.
Yes. Today is the actual day, but I feel like I celebrated it like three times.
I'm done with y'all's birthdays.
I know.
Enough.
It's all good. We celebrated on Friday.
I'm literally done with you two.
No.
Both of you.
I'm done with
myself.
It's time
to move on.
This is too much.
Exactly.
All right. We can move on. It's all good. We sufficiently celebrated on Friday. But regardless, yes, today is my birthday. But again, we were talking about the best birthdays ever. I may have
now,
had
we
it over the weekend.
About, what we were talking about is how Shan is freaking out that she's going to turn 30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not that big of a deal, except the hangovers do get harder, Shan.
Well, I felt
Are you figuring that out?
I figured that out this weekend. I can't do it. I'm, like, sweating. I don't know if I have, like, a fever or I'm just having hot flashes. Like, this is really bad. I'm so scared to turn 30.
Anybody want to help
about
Shan?
Just chill out. You don't need to get... Only go out one night a week. It should be the rule.
I don't even think I can handle one night a week because I was hurting already on Saturday.
Well, 888-456-9970, that birthday that you feared, and yet you breezed right past it. I'm telling you, 30's nothing. 40's nothing, Shan.
Mm-hmm.
40? I mean, yeah, you do get crunk with me too, so it's okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
I can still get down.
There you go. I make Shan feel a bit better
you don't
about
die
30.
At 30, okay?
All right, well, I feel like I'm dying a slow death right now.
Well, you know what? You'll revive. You'll resuscitate. Don't worry.
Fernando and Greg.
Waking up early.
99.7 now.
We are going to pay your bills here in about 5 minutes. But meanwhile, with Shan's birthday looming, the anxiety about turning 30
looming.
Huge.
I just spent an entire weekend celebrating her birthday. How could this still be looming?
Well, Friday was supposed to be just for the coworkers because Chad and Carlos and everybody wanted to take me out. And I said, I can't do it next week because that's when my big party is. So I don't want to be hungover for it. So now
we have to celebrate again this coming weekend.
This coming Saturday, yeah.
Well, no wonder 30's so hard for you. You're like partying too much.
You in the face over and over again.
I need to stop.
I mean, it is difficult, but I think you'll get through it. I think 30 is a breeze.
Yeah. Whenever like you change that first number of your age, I think that's where the anxiety comes.
That does not sound cute.
No, it doesn't. But it's a big thing, Shan. I understand where you're coming from, but I think many of our listeners agree that, you know, it's a lot to do about nothing. Like, it really can be some of the best years of your life. On the phone right now, what's going on, Carly? Did you have a tough 30?
So when I turned 30, I thought my life was going to be over.
So just 30, like Shan.
But 30 ended up being the best year of my life. I met the love of my life. I got a new job that paid me more money than I'd ever been paid before.
Hey.
And it's been all uphill since then. So 30 is pretty awesome. And so is 32, 30. Well, let's not do any more math.
Yeah. 30 in general are good.
30 was great for me. All 5 years. Every year I kept turning 30. It was awesome.
Yeah, right.
The great thing, too, about being in your 30s is that you stop caring about all the crap that doesn't matter that you cared about in your 20s.
Yeah.
You let it go.
It's really freeing. Yeah.
In her 30s, will Shan stop caring about the number of likes she gets on her Instagram posts?
Well, no, because everyone up until 104
still cares. Right. That seems to be something carrying with you.
So that's not one of the things you stop worrying about.
No, I mean, absolutely not.
All right, well, look, you have that to look forward to, Shan.
That's true, Shan, because I'm well past 30, but I was excited that I hit 10,300. I am well on my way to 11,000. I think by the end of April, I'll have 11,000.
Wow.
That Greg 997. You can help me get there. So
there
I'm well on my way to 11,000. But forget about 30. You got almost 30,000 Instagram followers.
Almost. So follow me, Shan Berries.
Okay, Fernando, for real.
But you always want more. You said you're like, oh, I just need to hit 10 and then I don't care. But now you still care. I told you, I'm like, it's addicting.
Well, once you hit 10, it starts going up a lot faster. Like when you're below 10, it takes forever to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Now they just, you know, I don't know. I don't know how the word gets out there easier.
Yeah, the word gets out. Everybody's talking about your
Everybody's talking about that, Greg 997.
Tabitha, any anxiety about getting a milestone age?
I had my best birthday ever just recently, actually, at Disneyland. And I went with a big group of friends, adults at Disneyland. It was great. And we went for their 90s night. And it was crazy because there was all this great music, like, from the 90s. And we were dancing, like, breaking out old moves and stuff. And no matter what age you were, it was like little kids and older moms, like, with kids. Everyone was dancing. And then it started raining. And that didn't stop anybody. It was like a magnet. More people just
started getting lit. It makes it better.
Party. Yeah, it's the most amazing birthday ever.
So aww. Shan has nothing to fear for her 30th birthday. She should just hope for rain.
Yes, dance party. Get in that rain.
Girl, I'm trying to get a blowout. I can't have this rain.
Can we ask what age did you just turn?
34.
Woo!
See, 34.
Hey, see?
So you blew past. How did you feel when you turned 30?
I was scared before I turned 30, actually. I was more scared about hitting 30. And then when I was there, I was like, oh, this is nothing.
See, Shan?
Yeah.
You got nothing to worry
Take
about.
Take it from those who've gone before you.
There you go. All right.
And Shan, looks like you are going to get your wish. You're going to get rain on your birthday.
No, I'm not. Are you serious?
That's what it looks. It's what it appears to be.
Oh my God.
But I'm going off the Apple app, and they're always wrong.
Always.
I mean, that thing, I don't know if they intentionally just do the opposite of what it's really going to be. But
it's not going to rain. It looks like it's
going to rain on your birthday. So we can go outside of Temple Nightclub and dance in the rain.
There you go.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
What's
being called now the Varsity Blues scandal continues, and this time around, Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughman, and others involved in that scandal are being sued by a former Oakland teacher and mother for $500 billion with a B.
Don't get bad.
I know, it's a ridiculous number.
Gotta start high.
That's true.
Aim high.
Oh, boy, was she shooting for the stars. Well, her name is Jennifer K. Toy. She, along with other parents, have filed a class action lawsuit with other parents in San Francisco who believe that because of people like Huffman and Laughlin that kept their kids out of top-tier schools. Toy is claiming that her son applied to several of these schools entangled in this mess and believes although his grades were good enough, he was not able to gain access because of the bribes and the favors afforded to the wealthy. So we'll see where this goes.
The thing that was really shocking, the story that I was reading about this Florida administrator who was basically a professional test taker. Now, so he administered the ACT and SAT. So, like, he's a moderator for a lot of the big classes. He was paid off to help certain students cheat on their SATs, and he would either take the test for them, or he would, in some cases, when they were afforded a private test by claiming some disability, he would sit with them and answer them. He was getting about $10,000 per test. So he was taking the test and making 10 grand. Man, if I were only better at taking tests, I could have scored. The police in this case and the FBI were talking about how he was just a really, really smart guy, and he could test in the 1500 range.
Wow.
For an SAT. SAT is 1600. It was the top score, at least back in the day. I think they've changed it a little bit to go up into 1800 now.
And if no one's in the room, you could just use your phone and Google it.
Well, the thing is, some of these privileged families would claim, like, a disability, dyslexia, something for their child, to allow them to take the test privately. Then when they would be in a private room, Mark over here would come in and he would give them the answers. He would either take it for them or help them with it. And then he could test really high on these. And he was getting $10,000 a pop.
Wow.
Like, as more and more stories come out,
baby,
like, you realize, like, there's a whole economy, like, set up over this. I mean, these are, like, people are in business to help other people's kids get into really amazing schools. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just like this one isolated thing with these celebrities. I mean, this is so widespread. This may just be the tip of the iceberg.
And I just, again, want to thank the FBI for saying that these are prestigious schools. This has helped my school, everybody. There's so many memes now where we shade, like, our rival schools now. Like, yeah, we're the prestigious one. I mean, it's been amazing. Like, the memes that have come out of the University of Texas over this, because we were named as the prestigious school, while our rivals, like, our coworker who went to one of my rival schools, Karina, remember we saw her on Friday night?
Yeah.
I shaded her up and down that bar. I was like, yeah, we're the prestigious school. So I appreciate the scandal. I'm actually enjoying the scandal a lot. It's helped me feel amazing about my education. I mean, like,
at some point,
though, top nine university is what I'm looking at here. So.
And you ain't had no help except for Ginger's bank account.
Ginger paid the bills, and that's it.
I think at this point, though, I mean, it seems to be so widespread that even, like, other schools that maybe aren't caught in this batch, I mean, eventually it's all going to kind of come out.
Yeah, but they're not prestigious. Nobody's trying to get into those schools.
This is all happening on like, just about any school, but we still see $500 billion, though. I'm not even sure how they arrived at that amount. That just seems so peculiar. How are they going to get... Where would that money even come from if you won? Yeah, it's just crazy. So interesting to watch. And, of course, it's happening right here in the Bay Area. Captain Marvel is the biggest movie in the country for a second weekend in a row. Another $69 million in the box office over the weekend. I know it was a sunny, gorgeous weekend. But, of course, across the country, not as nice. So that threw a lot of people into movie theaters to get themselves out of the bad weather. That is going to do it for your Dirty on the 30.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Now, last week, the Warriors left the Bay Area for a Southwest road trip in apparent shambles. The team had just lost to the worst team in the conference at home. Kevin Durant was hurt. People were questioning the relationship between Steve Kerr and Draymond Green. People were saying They're going to get trounced on this road trip, playing two of the hottest teams in the league, the Rockets and the Thunder. And then they proceed to go and knock off Houston and blow out the Thunder on Saturday night without KD. So a lot of people are asking, is this team better without him? Does he cause too much distraction and too much problems? It seems that Steph Curry steps up and plays better without KD in the lineup. It just seems like that each time. And he was on fire the last two games, as was Klay Thompson. They both actually broke records over the weekend. Klay Thompson moved into the 17th spot all time for three-pointers made in NBA history. He's still in his 20s, I believe. And Steph Curry became only the fifth player in Golden State Warriors history to reach 16,000 career points. So they were killing it all over the weekend. And even with that, Steph Curry says his wife won't let him in the kitchen. He told E. Foudy during his YouTube show, 5 Minutes from Home, that Aisha doesn't allow him to get into the kitchen. And when he tries, she gives him side eye and tells him to stay in his lane.
That's her style.
To stay out. She don't get on the basketball court. So you can watch from the living room, just like she watches from the stands. Like, don't get in her, don't get in her stuff. So that's how I am, too. I hate when I'm trying to cook and people try to be up in the kitchen watching what I'm doing.
Right? Or, like, they try to add stuff to it. You're like,
get
what are you doing?
Mind your business.
Yeah.
Like, when you have everything all set up in your kitchen, you don't want anybody messing with it. Like, listen, I got the recipe. I know what I'm doing. Step off.
Now, it seems like every time the Warriors do get something going, something kind of bad happens. It looks like DeMarcus Cousins, he's going to be out with a foot injury. He left the fourth quarter of the Thunder game on Saturday night. He's going to get an MRI, so he's out. Andrew Bogut, it looks like he's going to be back in. Former Warriors player who's been playing in Australia. He wasn't supposed to be back in until this week when the Warriors return home, but he's flying to San Antonio since Cousins is hurt. And it looks like KD is coming back tonight. So we will see what happens. And it's going to be a busy day in the office for everyone filling out their March Madness bracket.
Hey. There we go.
Don't expect people to be doing a lot of work because they will be on their computers. But they will be computing their bracket, trying to get that perfect score. I know, Shan, you and Big Reed like to fight over this because you beat him.
Yeah, he accused me of being a cheater, which I was like, how can you even cheat at that?
Well, you can't because you got to lock it down.
Right?
Before. Now, you got to get your picks in before Thursday at 9 a.m. So you got to get all those picks in.
Just watch me win again and he's going to be like, you cheated. Like, I don't, how am I going to know anything about college basketball?
That, like you got help from Matt or something?
Yeah. No, I'm going to do it in here. Y'all aren't going to talk to me and that way he can't say anything.
Well, I can't help you. I don't know anything
about
it
either. Yeah, me neither.
Sal the Rat is setting this up. Should we include listeners again this year? We should.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. Let's play against people.
All right, let's once Sal the Rat gets our bracket set up and gets the passwords all ready, we'll post it up on our Instagram and then you can play against Shan. She acts like she doesn't care, but look how aggro she is.
No,
gets
I just don't like people accusing me of being a cheater when I didn't cheat.
Well, so, Big Reed just thought you got help.
By who? That's what I'm trying to put in my mind.
I don't know.
How?
Listen, like,
outside of Greg, you don't have anybody else in your life
NCAA
who knows about this.
No. Bracket is such a crapshoot. I mean, it usually does not go the way that everybody thinks it's going to go. So, but everybody loves to play. So we just can't in this office play for money anymore.
Oh, that they know of.
That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say?
Until
if they're playing with balls,
I'm all over it.
Get up.
Fernando. Yeah. And Greg.
Right now.
20 minutes away from getting your bills paid. Let's go. Make sure you're registered at 997now.com and then listen for your name when we call it.
I felt Trading Spaces. I think one of the very original do-it-yourself shows.
I think that's the one that kicked off the craze.
Is back. It did make everybody crazy. I actually hate do-it-yourself. Nothing ever goes right when I tried it. I can't, even if I'm trying to change the battery in the fire alarm. Something is going to go wrong. Everything always. And again, this weekend, all I was doing was changing the light bulbs. And I had to take off, you know, you have to take off the bottom of the light fixture in my bedroom. So I'm standing on my bed. I'm unscrew the thing. The bottom part will not come off for some reason. And I'm pushing it. It's like, it should just come right off. But because it's me, it won't. So I'm like, So as I let it go to step away for a second. And then, of course, the second I let it go, it falls on my face, cuts the side of my cheek. Then the bottom part, the it flips. And so the part that's inside the light fixture.
Yeah.
That's all, like, dusty from not being cleaned in months since the last time that I changed a light bulb in there. It falls face down on my charcoal mattress. I mean, my charcoal bedding. And just gets white stuff everywhere. There's gross. Dead bugs all over
Ew.
The place. I mean, it's just
how
like,
long has it been?
I'm just like, I hate this. And there are actual people who do, that's not even do-it-yourself project. That's me changing a light bulb.
Right.
You imagine if I tried, people are like, oh, you need to get a Ring doorbell system and you could set it up yourself.
No,
I can't. Mm-hmm. I actually already got a lesbian to agree to come to my house as soon as my Ring gets there. She has agreed. Thank you, Caroline. She's agreed to come to my house and install it. I'm like, if anybody's getting electrocuted, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
doing it. Oh, God.
It's a pain.
Anybody have, like, I know my friend, her husband got all inspired by watching, like, a lot of these do-it-yourself shows. He literally, like, did demolition in their bathroom. Like, tore down a wall.
Yeah, and then they never fixed it.
Exactly. And that bathroom sat unfinished for about 4 months.
Oh, why do people think it's a good idea? Unless your husband is a contractor. And even then, if it's your own house, they don't finish it.
No.
I think part of it is that these TV shows do it so nicely and neatly, like in an hour. Like,
yeah, they have carpenters. They have professionals.
Oh, I can do that.
In an hour, yeah.
They're not really doing it.
No, exactly.
They look like they're doing it, but then there's really people who are really doing
it
in
the
back.
They're just the host of the show. They just pick everything out.
It makes it seem like, oh, yeah, they're doing it, when in reality, they do it for the cameras, and then in comes a crew that finishes it.
Right. That's the way it should be.
I absolutely hate doing stuff.
Or you think it's cheaper to do it yourself, and then it's like you mess it all up, so you have to pay double to, like, get it redone.
Well, they make it seem fun. When I first moved into that house with Osmond years ago, I was going to paint my own walls.
Mm-hmm.
I literally got, like, I was like, I hate this. This is so awful.
Now, I like painting.
So
painting
boring.
Is good. But we just recently, like, we had a leak in our underneath our kitchen sink, and we thought, oh, well, this shouldn't be too hard. So I go out, and I get the pipes, you know, underneath, and I find the right pipe. And we're there, like, we both took a shot at it. And it took us about, like, 3 hours of trying to, and we still couldn't get the piping fixed. And then, of course, the plumber had to come
That's
in, like,
I have
the next
McBean.
Week.
I mean, I just text right. him, and I'm like, get over here, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be the smallest thing. I couldn't even install that code thing for your door so you don't have to keyless
enter. Oh, I want that.
Hello.
No, I couldn't even do that. I had to get John. John did that. I was like, do that
That's
for
impressive
me.
If John can do it, because that's hard.
Oh, John did it, and he did it in 5 seconds.
What?
But I tried to do it, and it was just like, everything
up.
Is... I can't... I did finally learn how to change the batteries in that. That's as far as I got.
888-456-9970 DIY disasters. You tried to do it yourself?
That's why I come to work every day, to earn money so I don't have to do it myself. Yeah,
to pay other people to do it. Mm-hmm. Let professionals have at it.
But my dad and my brother, they could fix anything. They're like MacGyver. Chewing gum and duct tape. They can do anything. I can't believe it. They can fix it all.
Some people are just more naturally inclined than others.